Exodus chapter 19. In the third month, Sivan May June, when the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai, because they had departed from Rephidim, and had come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord Jehovah called to him out of the mountain, saying, This is what you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people, because all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before them all these words which the Lord Jehovah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord Jehovah has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Look, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready for the third day, because the third day the Lord Jehovah will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set boundaries to the people all around, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you not go up into the mount, or touch its border. Whoever touches the mount shall surely be put to death. No hand shall touch it. But he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it is beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount to the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, Be ready for the third day, do not come at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the farther part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether covered with smoke, because the Lord Jehovah descended upon it in fire. And its smoke ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount shook greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long, and grew louder and louder, Moses spoke. And God answered him by a voice. And the Lord Jehovah came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mount, and the Lord Jehovah called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through to the Lord Jehovah to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, who come near to the Lord Jehovah, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord Jehovah break forth upon them. And Moses said to the Lord Jehovah, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, because you charged us, saying, Set bounds all around the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Away, get yourself down, and you shall come up, you and Aaron with you. But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down to the people, and spoke to them.